Made for the moment, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, Savyasachi refers to one who can shoot arrows very expertly in the field. Thus Arjuna is addressed as an expert warrior capable of delivering arrows to kill his enemies.
Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 11.33 purport.
An individual could be talented in a particular area, but because of where they live, the circumstances in which they are raised, they never get the chance to showcase their abilities. They are limited to knowing for themselves, but never proving on a grand scale. When talent does meet opportunity, it is as if the gifts from nature are getting their proper use. It is similar to when a person realizes that they are born to do something. Maybe it is hosting a radio program broadcast to millions of listeners around the world. It could be playing a professional sport and reaching the pinnacle of achievement, when all eyes are fixed at a single time of attention. Imagine if, when presented with such an opportunity, the participant is hesitant to proceed. They are reluctant to showcase their skills, due to concern over the end result. They don't necessarily want to win. In fact, that would cause tremendous grief and sorrow. They would rather walk away from the field. This was the case with the great bow warrior named Arjuna. As he is addressed in Bhagavad Gita, another name for Arjuna is Savyasachin. According to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, this refers to a person who is expert at shooting arrows on the battlefield. Arjuna's talent was exceptional and unmatched. Likely the strongest proof to the claim was his victory at the Svayamvara for Draupadi. He had to shoot with expert precision without a direct view of the target. Though he was fighting for the side of Dharma, and though his side was fully justified in commencing hostilities, Arjuna still wasn't up for it. This was the sentiment at the beginning. He made every excuse he could think of for quitting. He would rather not be the cause of death and destruction. He did not want to be responsible for the end to family traditions.
Utsanna kuldharmana. Manushyana janardan. Narke niyatam vaso. Bhavtidya anushushrum.
Quote, O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita,
1.43.
The turning point was connecting to a worthwhile cause. Whether he wanted to proceed or not, there was a cause of action which would please Sri Krishna, who happened to be right next to him. Krishna was in the role of charioteer and then guru, but he also showed his universal form, the Virata Rupa.
Sri Bhagavan Uvach. Maya Prasannen Tavarjunedan. Rupam Paran Darshitmatmayogat. Tejomeya Vishwamant Madhyan. Yanme Tvadanyen Na Drisht Purvam.
Quote, the Blessed Lord said, my dear Arjuna, happily do I show you this universal form within the material world by my internal potency. No one before you has ever seen this unlimited and glaringly effulgent form.
Bhagavad Gita, 11.47.
The insistence from Krishna is what changed Arjuna's mind. The warrior's amazing talent was essentially on loan from God. It had a purpose, beyond exhibition for fame and adoration. Arjuna's ability was not merely for dominating opponents, for instilling fear into the hearts of enemies. That expert ability in shooting arrows would uphold righteousness at a time when others were trampling over it. King Yudhishthira and his brothers were the rightful heirs to the kingdom of Hastinapura, whose influence stretched across the entire world. This historical incident should guide every individual in the proper use of their talent. Every individual, who is Purusha, has ability, which is known as Purusham in Sanskrit. Sri Krishna is the original ability in man, and so that gift should be used for his pleasure.
Rasoham apsu konte. Prabhasme shashisurya yoga. Pranava sarvavedeshu. Shabda khe porushan rishu.
Quote, O son of Kunti, Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and ability in man.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.8.
When that ability meets the proper moment, a wonderful example is there for the world to see. Generation after generation relishes the story, realizing that only a merciful and kind Lord could grant his servant such glory. Whether we get the chance to showcase our skills when the eyes of the world are focused in our direction or we merely submit everything in a humble offering made in private, the eyes of the Supreme are everywhere. He always takes notice, and he never forgets a single deed done in his favor. In closing, eyes everywhere indeed, never forgetting a single deed, such that whether on world stage, in battle with arrows to wage, or secretly in room confiding, a humble offering providing, beautifully displayed, talent for that moment made.